On the Pace, brought to you by Alta Cristiano, standing at Tipperary Equine.
Sky Sports Radio, combined with Harness Racing New South Wales, brings you On the Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
I reckon Mark McNamara would be celebrating this week. There's some wonderful harness racing on, Mark.
There is indeed, Sean. Good morning to you and everybody, and what a week it has been for New South Wales over in New Zealand, with Tough Monarch winning the Trotters Free-for-All, Ricky Elchin training it, his partner Nicky Paikin winning Fashions in the Field and a trip to Japan for two, and then we had a co-owner of Cruise Bromac based in New South Wales in Peter O'Shea, and they'll look to do it again on Friday, which is tomorrow, show day coming up at Addington. Just been a wonderful week across there in Addington for the Australians, McLovin for the Victorian combination of Kate and Andy Gath running seconds. And speaking of Victorians, although she is a Kiwi and is the unsung hero behind a Cruise Bromac, I talk of course about Amanda Grieve, who joins us online. Amanda, good morning and congratulations.
Hello Mark, thank you for having me.
Welcome to the show. You've done a lot in harness racing for someone still a very young age that you are. Where did that sit, that win on Tuesday?
It's a dream come true, really. It still sort of hasn't really sunk in that he's actually won the cup. But, yeah, to look at photos and, yeah, it just doesn't seem real.
You were lucky enough to go over there. They transferred the horses they did last year from Dean's stable over across to Mark and Natalie, your stable this year. Was the plan always for you to go over and be part of the day?
Yes, it was really. It was sort of, because he's got the inters and all that, it was sort of too hard to be going away, but like leaving my stable here for 8 weeks just to campaign with one horse. So it was sort of just logic to send him back to Mark and that. But as soon as we did that, I said, right, I'm taking a few days off and going over. So yes, it was.
What sort of horse is he? I know he's your favourite. You're always putting pictures of him on social media and the like, but what sort of horse is he to have around?
He's pretty laid back, really. He's sort of, he's got another friend here, Holy Basil. They're sort of peas and pot. They sort of do everything together, and, you know, he's a lovely horse.
He comes back to you after the Inter-Dominion?
Yes, that's the plan at this stage.
We'll come back to you. And what sort of numbers are you working down there? You've taken over Dean's team now. You are the trainer in your own right, and you've had Group 1 success previously before you went back for a stint in New Zealand. What's the team number like at the moment?
Five here at the moment. Just a nice number.
Is that the ideal for you? Or you like a few more?
Not at this stage. Five sort of keeps me busy enough, yeah.
Okay, we'll go back to Tuesday. Sorry, go on.
No, we had up to 80 at about one stage, but that was sort of getting too many for me and that, so we just got to cut back, and yeah, just five's a nice number.
All right, we go back to Tuesday. You're on course at Addington. Where did you position up to watch the race?
I actually stood at the gateway. Me and Olivia Thornley, we were perched up there. So that's where we watched them from last year too.
And the nerves were?
Nerves, yeah, I think because I went in with the horse and all that, I sort of... It was okay in that in the morning. Then I got a few texts saying good luck and all that. And then I think the nerves sort of actually kicked in then. But, yeah, once he got on the track and all that, sort of watched him warm up, he sort of nice and relaxed and that. And then once he got to the front there, it was like, oh, Jesus, hang on. And then Natalie and Martin that come round and sort of put him back on the markers there. And, yeah, no, the nerves sort of started kicking in then.
At what point did you think, holy hang, we're going to win this race?
Probably halfway down the straight. Hayden Cullen was standing down from us, and he looked up to spank him, and he was screaming for spank him. And then once he's got out, me and Olivia just sort of went ballistic with all people that were standing around us.
Now, he's pulled up okay from that run?
Yeah, no, he pulled up good, yep. I went out to All Stars on Sunday and watched them work out there and that, and Mark was real happy with the way he worked Chase Orton out there, and no, they were pretty good, the two of them out there. But,
He powers on tomorrow now to the free-for-all, the race he won last year, so he's all set to go for a pet distance back of 1982. He's so versatile.
Yes, well, I went back home with him on Tuesday night after the races there, and I put him out the paddock, and he sort of got out there and then started running around and rolling and that, so his run sort of didn't take anything out of him, yeah.
So, well, you're the unsung hero of Tuesday, Amanda. Congratulations on the win in the New Zealand Cup, and we look forward to seeing him back in Victoria after maybe even a free-for-all win at an Inter-Dominion, who knows?
Yep. No, thank you very much for having me on the show, Mark. Thank you.
Thanks, Samantha. Amanda Grieve there, the unsung hero behind Cruz Bromac winning of the New Zealand Trotting Cup on Tuesday. Just back to Parks last night too. The locals cleaned up in the first out there. They trained the trifecta. 1, 2, 3 to the locals. It paid a squillion in Stan Townsend. He trained himself a double. He won the first race and then a win later on the night. Bernie Hewitt continued on his winning way as a trainer. Jason Hewitt steered a couple to victory for Bernie at the meeting last night at Park. So pretty good nights for the locals and a good night again for Bernie, who's just raking in winner after winner. Just the one meeting in New South Wales today. That will be at Penrith. It comes up with a 6:08 start time. They've got the eight races and 9:33 is the time of the last one. Young man who's had a wonderful couple of weeks at Penrith is Seaton Grimer, and he joins us online right now. Seaton, good morning.
How are you, Mark?
Good, thank you. Thank you for your time. Congratulations on a wonderful couple of weeks. Your first winner and backed it up quickly with your second.
No worries. Thanks, Mark. I really appreciate it.
Tell us about your background in harness racing. Did you come through the mini trots? Are you related to the Grimers from up around the northern areas of New South Wales? Where's your involvement in the racing come from?
I'm actually not related to the Grimers at Tamworth. I've only really been in horses for maybe about 5 years now. I did come through the mini trots. I was in mini trots for about maybe 3 years. And then I met Joe Connolly through a mate. And now he sort of, I put an ad out to look for All About Art. And then I got him gifted to me for nothing, which is outstanding. And then, yeah, now he's been going super.
Gifted to you for nothing, and the form reads 1-1. That must be just a dream start to your career, thinking, I know it's not, but how easy is this?
Oh, mate, he's the perfect first horse. He was my first horse. He sort of taught me how to train a horse, taught me how to look after a horse. He's practically an angel.
Is training something you'd like to get involved in more down the track?
Yes. I'm a third year apprentice now, so hopefully after I finish my trade, I want to become a full-time trainer and driver and start training my own team up.
We need as many as we can in the industry, so that sounds fantastic to hear. All About Art tonight's come up with barrier number 3. How's the work been since the last start win?
He's feeling super. He's looking $1 million. He eats well, so tonight, hopefully he can... He backs up really good, so hopefully tonight he can just power through again.
I don't think the one's blessed with gate speed. Have you got enough gate speed to try and get across with the emergency drawn inside if you're likely to come out? Would you like to find the lead and then give you options from there?
If I find the lead, it'll be much better, but I'm not too worried if I do get held out. He does like to work. I would like the lead more. It gives me more options, maybe a bit less work, but I'm not too worried about where I sit with him. I'd like to be up the front because he does like to do the work, and he hasn't got that good turn of foot like most horses, but I think he should go okay tonight.
And 2,125 metres suits him down to the ground if those last starts are anything to go by.
Yes. He loves the long distance, so he just sort of powers through, keeps the speed on, and just tries to run him into the ground.
And your other drive comes up in race number 7 on Glencoe Rain. Now, I had gear problem last time, so I forget about the R. What about the form before that? Can you see this one figuring in the money tonight?
I reckon he should go okay. I've only had him for 2 starts, which was the 4th. He went super first up for me. He was sort of hanging in a little bit that last turn, so I couldn't really let him run along. Like you said, last start, he did have a gear malfunction. Last start, I actually thought he could win, but as you know, that's racing, stuff happens. So tonight, I think if he gets the right run, he can run a pace, and if he gets the perfect run, I think he might win.
Follows it always a Duchess from the Morris stable, so it's the Elchin stable with Robbie driving. Good one to follow out with it drawn 2 in front of you.
I'm hoping he goes forward, which he should. If he goes forward, I should hopefully lob 1-1. I don't really want to sit parked with that horse. I just don't think he's up to that fitness level yet. If he does get parked, I'd sort of just have to take it easy on him, and I don't think my chances would be that good. But if he gets the right run, I think he should run a nice race.
Well, Seaton, thanks for joining us and on the pace this morning. Keep up the good work, going for 3 in a row in Penrith on a Thursday night, and hopefully it can happen with either All About Art in race 5 or Glencoe Rain in race number 7.
No worries. Thanks, Mark. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Seaton. Seaton Grimer there, a young man with plenty of ambitions in the harness racing game, which is wonderful to hear. Training side of things and driving side of things too, and He kicked off with his first win a couple of weeks ago and got his second on the board last week at Penrith with All About Art. And what a wonderful story it is. Gifted to him, picked up for free. It's won two in a row and looking for three tonight, including a heat of the PJ Hall Memorial. Race number five on the program at Penrith, or in fact the PJ Hall Memorial Final out at Penrith tonight, which is the feature. Scott Wade's got a couple in at the back half of the program, and he joins us online this morning too. Scott, good morning.
Hey, how are you, Mark?
Good, thank you. Thank you for your time. Couple of last races, so a late start for you out at Penrith tonight.
Yeah, it certainly is, but with this heat, it might not be a bad thing.
No, I'm liking your thinking there. Your first runner comes up in Sprockets in race number seven. Can you give us a steer into this one at all?
Look, I was very happy with his run two starts ago. Last start, he was probably a bit disappointing. We've given him a freshen up for a week, given him a week off and brought him back tonight, and hopefully he can run well. He's drawn the back line. He'll probably need a little bit of luck from there, but I think he's got a nice little bit of ability if he can do things right. He does can do a few things wrong as well.
He's up there in the ratings for the race too. It's up to a 50 and you're a 49, so you're right up there in the ratings compared to your opposition tonight. So he's not as bad as those numbers might read at first glance, as you say.
No, well, look, he's only had three starts back this prep. At the end of last prep, he was doing a lot of things wrong. He was pulling very hard and over racing and just doing himself no favours at all. We gave him a nice long spell. He's come back and he seems to be a lot better in himself this time in behaviour-wise. So, I'd say tonight, you know, he should be starting to get near the money, hopefully.
And in race number eight, you've got pageantry for Cameron Hart. What about the chances of this horse?
Look, he's very limited in his ability. He tries hard. He just needs the races run to suit. So he'll need a bit of speed on there and whether or not they go quick enough up in front for him to be able to charging home at the end will probably be the determining factor with him, I think.
You've also got St. Brini drawn the 10. That second two starts ago would give you plenty of hope that maiden win might be coming very shortly.
Look, we're very, very confident with him that night, very, very confident with him the next start there, and he did. He was leading there around the home towards the home turn and galloped under a little bit of pressure there, and he can do a few little things wrong, but we've sort of been working on that a little bit at home and trying to get him right, and I think tonight that he should go quite well. You know, I think he'll be certainly charging home at the right time, I think.
Is he suited by the 21-25 from that draw more so than the 17-20?
Look, I think he's better with a better draw where he can be up front a little bit. So probably over the shorter journey and the better draw would suit. But if you're over the longer distance, I think it's probably you're coming from behind. It might be a bit of an advantage there tonight, yeah.
Scott, thank you for your time here on Pace this morning. Good luck with the three of them out at Penrith tonight.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Scott Wade joining us there on the Pace. Sean, that has been on the Pace this morning. Couple of great stories. Amanda Grieve, who's the unsung hero behind Cruz Bromac. And what about the story about All About Art, gifted to seasoned Grimer? It's going for three in a row at Penrith tonight. That's what racing's all about.
It certainly is. Good on you, Mark. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Sean.
On the Pace, brought to you by Alta Cristiano, standing at Tipperary Equine.